You're live.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the January 25th, 2021 meeting of the University City Council to order. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crow.
Here. During the study session, I asked if there are any changes to the agenda. None were mentioned. May I have a motion, please, to approve tonight's agenda? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson and seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the December 14th, 2020 study session minutes of the Community CAT TNR program. Is there a motion to approve? Motion to approve by Mr. Cusick and seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the January 11th, 2021 study session minutes with Washington University Fiscal Impact Report. Is there a motion to approve? Motion by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move to appointments to boards and commissions. Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to nominate Joan Suarez to the CALIP Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to nominate Teresa Heather to the Commission on Senior Issues.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Mr. Hales, you have another.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to nominate Kathy Fries to the Urban Forestry Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I'm nominating Andrea Lubershane. Did I say that right?
Yes.
To the Commission on Stormwater.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Smotherson.
I'm nominating Nicole Thomas for reappointment to Arts and Letters Commission.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Smotherson.
And lastly, nominating Wilmeta Tolliver Diallo, I think I said that right, for reappointment to Arts and Letters Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Please note that Dan Wald, Muhammad Kadade, Mary Gorman and Satish Kumar were sworn into the Loop Special Business District on January the 12th via Zoom. I also would like to thank the citizens who did provide comments to City Clerk Ms. Reese prior to the meeting. We again appreciate everyone's effort to try to make the best of this challenging situation. We now have before us a public hearing. I'd like to open the public hearing for the vacation of general utility easement of 8348 and 8350 Del Crest Drive at 6:36 p.m. Ms. Reese, have there been any requests to speak at the public hearing?
Mayor, there are none.
There are none. As there are no requests to speak at the public hearing, I will close the public hearing at 6:36 p.m. We'll now move forward to the consent agenda. You have before you two items on the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Hales and seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Mr. Clay.
Just had actually a procedural question, not necessarily about the content of either of these items. Is it correct that payment cannot be made to consultants until we adopt the report? I think this issue may have come up, I guess it's adoption, one other time where we had a consultant and a condition of payment was the adoption of the report. Am I remembering that correctly?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, what's customary is that the council accept the report prior to it a final payment being made. So it effectively closes out that part of the project. Is it a requirement? No. But is it customary? Yes.
Just a thought, not to delve into it here, but we may want to divorce those two processes because one, I don't think one should necessarily be dependent upon the other. Just something to think about to be handled administratively, but because it's not an ordinance or anything like that or within our rules. But, you know, because there may be a crazy circumstance where we don't accept the report. And I would hate for someone not to get paid based on our refusal to accept the report because they did do the work. So.
Thank you. You have before you the consent agenda. Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, before I start with item J1, I would like to make a comment about a ordinance that I'm recommending that you introduce tonight. That is the ordinance on TNR, trap, neuter, and return. I certainly recognize that there may still be some work that is needed. There may be amendments that may be presented to that ordinance. But the reason for proposing it at this point is we simply have no policies in place to regulate the stray cat population. And so I believe while this may not be the final result, it may be amended even after, hopefully, if you accept my recommendation and adopt it, you may still amend it even after that time. But I believe that it moves the community in the right direction. So with that, I would ask you to consider agenda item J1, that being a materials recovery facility study consultant selection and agreement. I'm recommending this item for approval and would ask our Public Works Director, Sinan Alplaslan, to present this item. Mr. Alplaslan.
Hello, good evening. The item considers an agreement approval consideration for the materials recovery facility feasibility study. The need certainly stems from the recent changes in the, not so recent anymore, but the single stream recycling costing more than it used to. And the fact that University City has a facility that was utilized prior to 2007. And although the equipment is removed now and the space is utilized temporarily for other uses, there is a grant funding that provides the funding for the project for $24,000. The consultant that is proposed to perform the study is the consultant that just recently completed a solid waste rate study for our community that was presented to our council back in August. And this consultant, therefore, is not only qualified, but also provides some cost savings in the sense that they already have a reconnaissance of our systems and our collection process. But overall, what's proposed by this consultant is a completion of an evaluation of our solid waste collection process. One other item that is a possibility that we have potential for is that there are some municipal haulers around us, not that far from us, that being the city of Brentwood, city of Kirkwood, and city of Valley Park. They are a little bit farther, but they indicated their interest in consideration of a material recovery facility to send their loads to if it was open in University City. And so the scalability of operations in terms of University City's facility serving University City as opposed to serving these additional areas is also included in this study. And an evaluation of the commodities market that the materials that are sorted can then be sold to. What's also included is our infrastructure, our equipment and space needs. But there was also an option that included a task of determining the fleet needs and labor and management needs for such an undertaking. And that's also included in this study. And we found the previous work of the consultant satisfactory and very beneficial. They were the sole proposer in this case. That's the proposal that is presented today for your approval.
We have the city manager's report with the MRF. We would I would like to have a motion to approve prior to discussion.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Clay. Questions of Mr. Rose or Mr. Apazlan? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Sinan, I will just ask a question in reference to something you mentioned. You mentioned Valley Park and other areas that might be interested in this study and us opening this facility. What about our northern neighbors? Is there any interest in the north with regards to our current northern neighbors?
Council Member Smotherson, we have not received any interest, but in the course of the process of the study, we can further those discussions with the communities to the north and see if there is any further any interest, since those are areas not in close proximity to University City, and there are several municipalities in the area.
Okay. Any other questions of Mr. Hales?
Just a quick follow-up. So we're talking about potentially trying to maximize our usage of this sort of sorting facility and potentially monetizing it, I would think. Have you looked outside of other municipalities that do provide municipal trash and recycling pickup at this point, or is this just very preliminary?
It is a very preliminary, Council Member Hales. The ones that bring a good stream in and collect their own recycling and implementing single stream in doing that are the ones that would be good candidates. Like St. Peter's is a municipality that does a lot of their own hauling and collection, but they also do a lot of processing themselves. And so there needs to be that good supply and demand, I think. And so in this case, at least these three municipalities indicated interest, and but there would be there could be more. There is though a limitation because our facility is in a flood is located in the floodplain. There is very limited opportunities to expand it in any manner. And what we're talking about is only a 3,000 square feet of space. And so what can fit in there in terms of what we can do and offer to the market will be, it needs to be carefully examined before we open it up further.
Understood, thank you.
Honorable Mayor, Council Member Hales, I just wanted to expand on what Director Appleston has indicated. We are bringing this to you sort of piecemeal because we are looking at every opportunity that's available to enhance our revenues. If you recall from the audit that was done and the rate study that was performed for our solid waste collections, it indicates that, you know, we're basically not keeping our head above water. So we are not in the red, but we are trending that way for that particular fund. And so before though, however, I would ever ask you to consider a rate increase, I want to ensure that we have combed through all of our revenue sources and tried to maximize that. So this is one, the transfer station will be another one that we'll want to do a market study on to see what is the market, can we expand it, can we maximize revenues?
Thank you.
Other questions? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to unfinished business. Bill number 9419. Madam Clerk, may we have the second reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 500, Building and Construction Articles 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri.
Okay, just real quickly, mine doesn't say 9, mine says 8A.
You're absolutely correct, I apologize, it is 8A.
Okay, can we have the third reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 500, Building and Construction Articles 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8A, of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Clay. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. The measure is passed. We'll now move bill number 9420. May we have the second reading?
An ordinance repealing Chapter 205, Fire Code of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, and enacting in lieu thereof a new Chapter 205 to be known as Chapter 205 Fire Code.
May we have the third reading?
An ordinance repealing Chapter 205 Fire Code of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, and enacting in lieu thereof a new Chapter 205 to be known as Chapter 205 Fire Code.
Is there a motion to approve?
The move.
Motion made by Mr. Hales, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. The ayes have it, the measure has passed. Let's move now to bill number 9422. May we have the second reading?
An ordinance vacating and surrendering portions of a public easement located within the city limits of University City, west of Delcrest Drive, east of a private road platted as St. Louis Belt and Terminal Roadway right-of-way and extending northeastward 123.22 feet from said private road, but reserving any other public easements and directing that this ordinance be recorded in the office of the Recorder of Deeds of St. Louis County, Missouri.
Thank you. May we have the third reading?
An ordinance vacating and surrendering portion of public easement located within the city limits of University City, west of Delcrest Drive, east of a private road platted as St. Louis Belt and Terminal Railroad right-of-way, and extending northeastward 123.22 feet from said private road, but reserving any other public easements and directing that this ordinance be recorded in the office of the Recorder of Deeds of St. Louis County, Missouri.
Thank you very much. May we have a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Yes, Mr. Kuczyk.
Thank you, sir. I would like to, what is the reason that we are doing this?
Honorable Mayor and Councilmember Kuczyk, this is associated with the proposed Delcrest development. They have made a decision to pursue a development that would result in the construction of apartment complex as well as a bistro. And this rezoning is needed in order to allow that type of development.
Okay, and then should for some reason they not pursue this development, we still maintain the ownership of this property, correct?
I'm sorry, I'm going to have Mr. Alplasson respond to that. I think I may be getting that development confused with this one. Correct. Mr. Alplasson?
Councilmember Cusick, Mr. Rose, the reason for the easement vacation is that this easement lies along the property line on the two parcels that are concerned, and the Crown Center development project proposes a building that spans that area, and so the request originally came from the engineer that works for the developer, the Crown Center in this case, and they went to MSD. MSD said no objection. It's a sanitary sewer easement. And so they just referred the applicant, in this case, Crown Center, back to us because as a municipality, we hold interest in that easement as well. And so when they came to us, we examined it, took into consideration MSD's response. Due to no existence of any infrastructure in the area, found it feasible. This easement cannot exist if the building is built in that area because it's going to be under the building pretty much. But as your question, in terms of what if this building wasn't built there, there's really no reason for the vacation of the easement in the area.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Kuczyk, if I could just add on to what our director has indicated. The city has no public use for this right of way. And as I understand it, Sinon, there's also no public utilities that are currently residing within the easement. So even if the development were not happening, we still don't have a reason really for this easement.
Well, part of my concern was that giving up this easement, does that then give them the right to build something closer to any roadways or any other buildings? But apparently Director Alpasan did state that that they looked at that and they don't, I think he said, if I read between the lines, that they didn't see anything or have any concerns about that.
Correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. The measure is passed. Thank you very much. We'll now move to new business, bill number 9423. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Hales. Ms. Reese, would you please read bill number 9423?
An ordinance amending chapter 210, article 1 of the University City Municipal Code relating to animals generally by enacting therein a new section to be known as section 210.130, Community Cats Management of Cat Population Permitted Acts.
Thank you very much. We'll now move to bill number 9424. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Clay, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after its passage and repealing ordinance number 7129.
Thank you very much. We'll now move to council reports and business. Are there any members of council who would like to speak during this section of the agenda? Mr. Clay.
Yes, I have liaison report for both Green Practices and the Library Board. First, Green Practices. The thing that we talked the most about, which is a citywide issue, is recycling, and we heard a little bit about that today as it relates to the MRF consultant. Just a word to our citizens that we need to be mindful of what we put into our blue recycling bins. I would say if you aren't absolutely sure, go ahead and put it in trash, because the cost of having our dirty recyclables processed is significantly higher than clean processed. And so that's additional cost to the city and ultimately to our taxpayers. So on the city's website is information, everything you need regarding what should and should not go in. But a rule of thumb is if you have questions about whether or not it should go in, go ahead and put it in the trash. I realize that may be counter to some of the information that may have been shared in the early days of recycling. But now we are firmly in the camp of if it's not clean and you're absolutely sure it should go in recycling, just please put it in the trash. In terms of the Library Board, one of the things that I did want to point out is, as you can imagine with the lockdowns, obviously the library has been effectively closed. And so one would imagine that borrowing in a traditional sense would be down significantly, and it is down. But one thing that's interesting, and I think it's a testament to our library attempting to speak to the moment that we are in, e-music, movies, and e-magazines, and any of our electronic modes of borrowing are up some 130% over 2019. And so we are seeing our citizens take advantage of our library, clearly, in different ways, and not all the ways that the library would like them to, because they want patrons actually in reading books and doing the things that they need to do. But our citizens are accessing it through electronic means, which was a bright spot in otherwise tough times. Thank you.
Any other comments? Hearing none, can we move to council comments? Are there any council comments tonight by members of the council? Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor. It is with sadness that I let the rest of University City know that last Wednesday was the passing of longtime university resident Gary Nelling. Gary was an architect, and he was also the co-chair of the 2015 University City Washington University Task Force. And Gary will be missed, and he was a wonderful friend. But I just wanted to make people aware of that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We express our sympathies to his wife as well. Any other comments from members of council? Hearing none, I would accept a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body, and any confidential or privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. I think it was Mr. Cusick, actually. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. To all the members of the public, thank you very much for joining us this evening. To my colleagues, unless someone says they need a break, I would actually think maybe we can move right into executive session by leaving this meeting and beginning the next. Thank you.
Give me like 3 minutes.
Got it.
All right.